Miracles of Today, Chapter 17, Episode of the Healed Arm. If a man be not tried to the utmost, how shall the gods or even he himself know what weaknesses are hidden and linger still in him? If a man still be not tried in the fires of use, how can he know his own strength? Brother Bell. Then saith he to the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole, like as the other. Matthew 12:13. While I do not feel free to reveal the name of the city in which this episode took place, I may say that it was in one of our very large cities. This part of the episode was revealed by subsequent events, the lady herself telling how she exchanged seats with another student, a friend who did not care to sit so far to the front. The hall was small, the crowd large. Extra chairs were placed in front of the regular rows of seats to accommodate additional seekers. So many additional seats were placed that the knees of the people in the first row touched the edge of the platform. Our lady who received the healing was seated in the center of the hall next to the wall. A friend who had one of the chairs directly in front of the platform felt that being placed so close to the lectern was objectionable. At any rate, she stood and looked about, saw this friend seated in the center, and suggested that they trade seats. Our lady of the episode agreed to the exchange of seats, and the change was quickly made. As I said before, this was revealed to me later when I heard the story of the healing, the exchange of seats having taken place before I came onto the platform. At any rate, the great law placed the two principal actors of the episode into their rightful places. She was in a front seat, and I was on the platform. Now the lady had told no one of her need, nor did I have any outer concept of her distress. It seems, according to her story, that she decided not to return that evening to the class and had prepared to do some preserving and canning. During the process, something occurred to cause her to change her mind. In some way, the boiling contents of a kettle were overturned upon her arm. The ensuing burns were serious and severe, as well as painful. Before the evening was spent, she decided that it might be best to return to the class that night. Besides, she told herself, I might get a healing. She came to class, made the aforementioned exchange of seats, placing her in the front row of newly placed chairs and in the place where the healing might take place according to the plan of her presence. After our usual invocation to God and our song service, we proceeded with the evening's work. The truth of the light of God is varied. Many themes are possible, but on that particular night, the lecture was on eternal youth and health. During the evening, I accepted written questions, and the one in particular with which we are concerned was from a gentleman whose baby had received injuries. The hand and arm, as I recall, had been caught in a piece of machinery and badly crushed. What would you suggest? The question read. What colors of rays would you use, and how would you use them? My answer was in the manner of many Americans who reply to a question with another question. Which arm is it? The right, was his reply. Then I explained, I'd raise my arms to the great light of the presence and ask for its healing currents. Then taking the right arm of the baby like this, to illustrate how to go about the method of calling and manifesting a healing, I reached over to Our Lady of the Healing, took her right arm, and said, Let it rest upon your left hand and arm. While with the right, I would suggest that you image Jesus doing the work instead of yourself, gently stroking the arm, beginning at the shoulder, and drawing your right hand over the arm and hand, over first, then under, carefully, so as not to hurt the arm, nor pull on the arm or bandages which the doctor had placed thereon. First over, then under, about 7 times. Then go wash your hands. Upon finishing, I smiled at Our Lady, who turned on her heel and left the hall. I forgot her promptly, refusing to be disturbed by anyone leaving. Sometimes people came great distances and had to leave early before the class was ended to catch a bus or a train. I continued reading and replying to questions. After the service was over and I had left the platform, my secretary told me the rest of the story. Did I remember the lady whose hand I had held and used for an illustration in answer to the question about the crushed arm of the baby? Yes, I did. Did I know her arm had been severely burned that afternoon? No. Did I know that she had left the hall? Yes. Did I know that she had gone to the washroom, taken off her bandages, and found her arm healed with no signs of the burns left? No. But I thank God for it. I am the ascended master consciousness which Jesus the Christ attained, and through that consciousness I am enabled to do the things he did, and with them achieve my ascension. For this healing I can take absolutely no credit. I must assure all of you who read of it that I of myself can do nothing, but the Father doeth the works. So I thank God for whatever part I was permitted to play, and Jesus the Christ for his aid. For he said, I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. John 11:22.